Well, one of the other things that we discussed a lot before you headed off to the session was oil tax reform, which did pass. Can you explain to us, how you think that bill will work?
Well, I voted against it. It's going to have a large effect us on the short term. What the governor and other legislators promoted is that we have to feel a little pain for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years before all these investments that supposedly the oil companies will make with this, those investments will pay out over time, will flatten out the decline of the oil production. But in the short term, we're going to have to make changes to the way the level of government, especially core services, are going to deliver to Alaskans. And then it's going to have an effect on the capital budget, which Western Alaska needs capital projects, not only to build up their basic infrastructure like your community of Unalaska, other communities, both big and small, all throughout rural Alaska, we need capital project monies, and so there's going to be less of that. I think the pendulum swung too far. There had to be changes to oil tax, but did we swing the pendulum back too far? I think we did.
The legislature did approve the smallest capital budget in recent years, and I'm imagining it was a hard-fought battle to get funding for Western Alaska. So can you tell me a little bit about how you think you did?
Well, I think it would have been great to have a larger piece of the pie, but we actually we fared well on Alaska. The money for Cold Bay, ADAC, Nakitan, those are good projects that were needed.
The Bethel and Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta communities got 2 to 2.5 times as much funding as, on Alaska and the rest of the Aleutians. Was there just more need in that region?
They are higher. Chinook, Nightmute, $32 million. Kwikset, $25 million. That money came out of a special fund that is building school replacements. And so I think that you have to look at the projects individually. One of the ones that we're really proud of, and this is the collective Western Alaskans that have communities assured by the Tustamina, is the $10 million that we put in for planning design. That means that if everything goes right, there should be a new Tustie within 5, 6 years.